One monkey, two monkeys, three monkeys, four. On my back, I can feel I have monkeys galore. But when I look back, only one monkey's found. This troublesome monkey's been moving around. Shout out to my new friend, Del Warren, who inspired my poem in this week's My Great Aunt Edna newsletter topic. Del and I were having a great conversation over dinner at Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse in Washington, D.C., and Del brought up a great point. His point was that in leadership, we often feel that we have several monkeys on our backs, causing us stress related to trying to figure out how to get them off. However, he stated that when you actually reach for them, there are usually far fewer monkeys than what was first assumed. For those of you not familiar with this euphemism, monkeys on your back is a polite way of stating that you have problems that are causing you irritation that you can't seem to shake off. The illustration of his explanation is to actually take the monkey off of your back, sit it in front of you, and study it for understanding. In literal terms, this would be taking time to stop and purposefully reach for your problem, write down what you think the problem is, deduce why it continues to show up in multiple areas in your life, and then figure out how to immobilize the problem permanently. By doing so, you will automatically eliminate several figurative problems that actually never existed. You really only had one or two problems showing up in several areas. Write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it. Habakkuk 2:2. I have never had a real-life monkey on my back, but as a former soldier, I've had a 50-pound rucksack on my back several times attempting to run. It is not easy, and you quickly realize how real gravity is. The illustration given in the biblical verse from Habakkuk is that once a vision is plainly written and easy to understand, one who reads the written version can run with it. By eliminating the weight of a figurative monkey on your back, by writing the problem, studying it, and immobilizing it, one can realize the reduced weight and run with the vision. Therefore, I ask you, what is your monkey? I will begin the transparent deficiency conversation by stating that I possess a problem of helping others to the detriment of my own self-interest. It feels good to help others, especially those who are less fortunate. But that damn monkey is heavy when it shows up and moves around in several areas of my life. Peace, financial stability, feelings of being unappreciated, stalled plans, career staleness, marriage problems, and generally being pissed off unnecessarily. My great aunt Edna teaches that accountability is a critical component of leadership success. She's always right. By taking accountability of the monkey on our backs and purposefully studying it, we can overcome the sleepless nights, stress, and nonstop thoughts that swirl in our heads, masquerading as a troop of monkeys. Write the problem and make it plain.